The following podcast contains adult situations and graphic depictions of sex, kink, or gender. I'm so glad you're a consenting adult and you can join us today. Let's go.
I've never fit, but I won't complain and I won't quit. I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this week we have a story from kink educator and human puppy, Amp Summers. What's coming up for Body Storytelling? Well, here we go. On November 21st, that's a Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, we are doing our next live stream. We cleared things out for the election. We've got good news, and we can come together and celebrate. The theme is Spank Bank. For Thanksgiving, because Spanksgiving, but I didn't want to do Spanksgiving, so I did Spank Bank, a theme I've never done before. I really hope you'll join us for this so I can see your faces and we can come together and celebrate and listen to dirty stories. So far, our lineup is including sex positive icon Elena Gabosh. I'm so excited to have a story from Elena. So excited. This is what 2020 needed. Good news like this. I've got storyteller Reed Mahalko, who is back with a gold mine Spank Bank story, writer Anna Pulley, and more. So you can get tickets in the show notes. Also, I am working on storytelling for self-discovery, and I've been talking to a lot of people who are working on improving their businesses in 2021. Did you know I'm really good at business storytelling? I'd love to help you with your business. Right now, I'm working with someone in traditional Chinese medicine. I'm working with sex educators to improve their practice. And I'm loving this. I'm working with authors on their books right now. So if you think of books in your future in 2021, if you want to pump up your business, let's work together. You can find a link, and there is a Calendly calendar where you can go ahead and book a 15-minute discovery call, and we can see if storytelling for self-discovery is right for you. Even if you just want to chat with me, I'm doing a lot of that too, and really enjoy it. How's your week going? Oh my God. Isn't the sun shining a little bit brighter this week? Isn't the moon so much more beautiful and full? Aren't you so happy to see people, even if they're wearing masks out there in the world, see other faces and feel good about humankind again? I feel like things are about to turn around for all of us. I'm so excited that the election is over and that it turned out in our favor. Evil is about to disappear and good's about to return to the world. That's what it feels like. I know it's going to be hard. I know there's a lot of work to do. But oh my God. Oh my God. Knowing that people are basically good, which is what this feels like to me right now, that's what I needed. That's what I needed to get me through the end of 2020. And we're so close. Yes, I do jump the gun. We know that. Nothing is that determined except that we have a new president-elect. And I'm thrilled. I'm so thrilled to say that that's true. I hope that you were celebrating when you got the news. I know that we all had to do it socially distanced, so there were a lot of horns to wait to record this podcast. I had to wait for the horns to die down and the fireworks to stop because everybody was celebrating, wearing their masks, dancing in the street. It was exactly what we needed. The relief, the excitement, the optimism. Oh my God. Let's celebrate the new world together, shall we? The holiday season is approaching, which can mean late nights, rich foods, and one too many drinks. This year, treat you and your loved ones to the gift of radiant health and prepare your body for the indulgences to come with Sakara. Sakara is a nutrition company that focuses on overall wellness, starting with what you eat. The menu of ready-to-eat, chef-crafted breakfast, lunch, and dinners changes weekly, so you'll never get bored. And I'll tell you the truth, I'm really excited about this week's meals. I've been giving up sugar now. Today is day 24 without sugar, and Sakara means I'm not even missing it. This week, they've got menus like truffle kale salad and wild mushroom super seed toast, herb and pumpkin seed pesto over gluten-free pasta, and Sakara's Middle Eastern bowl with pomegranate seeds, roasted eggplant, cucumber, and preserved lemon hummus. Doesn't that sound good? And it's delivered fresh anywhere in the U.S. And right now, because you're a fan of the Body Storytelling Podcast, you can get 25% off your entire order when you go to Sakara.com and you enter the code Dixie Black Friday at checkout. Along with the meal delivery programs, they also have cult favorite wellness products like their best-selling Metabolism Super Powder, probiotics, and nutrient-rich supplements, and they even have a prenatal vitamin. With Sakara, you can reach your health goals without sacrificing taste and feel good about what you eat. Restore digestive harmony, regulate cravings, and add to your self-care regimen for gut health, immunity, energy, mood support, anti-aging, and beautiful skin. And for a limited time, Sakara is granting you early access to their only sale of the year with 25% site-wide with the code Dixie Black Friday. Give yourself a holiday-worthy glow just in time for this season. You can find the link in the show notes. Enter code Dixie Black Friday at checkout for 25% off your entire order at sakara.com. I am so excited for this week's storyteller. Want to know more? Amp Summers, also known as Pup Amp, is a blogger, sex worker, activist, and producer of What's the Safe Word, a sex education channel that's got a few kinks. With his background as a sex educator and sex worker, he, along with guests of all abilities, backgrounds, experiences, and kinky lifestyles, destigmatize topics on sex and other LGBTQ plus issues. In addition to working as a full-time designer of kinky goods, Amp represents the Mr. S leather brand and can be seen fighting stigma around every corner. He's got a podcast. He's got a YouTube channel. He's everywhere, and he loves some puns. So if you like puns, you definitely want to tune into this. This storyteller is Amp Summers.
Yay! Thank you. Let's set the scene. I pad out onto all fours into the fenced-off backyard with a sexy leather man on the other end. He has a chiseled jaw with a mix of Cable from X-Men vibe and George Clooney, but with a lot more beard and a lot more muscle. This is Mr. Christopher. Now, my tail is physically wagging, and I can see all 9 inches of him are happy to see me through his leather pants. And he also happens to swing a little bit to the left. Or a lot to the left, actually. And giving him my best puppy dog eyes, I would do anything to make this man happy. But that's getting ahead of this tale. This story actually begins on a casual Tuesday night in my college dorm when I find this site called Bound Jocks. And I start watching the videos that exist on Bound Jocks and find a Mr. Christopher who happens to be the director and who happens to tie up very athletic looking jocks into precarious positions that I have never seen workout benches and rope used before. And immediately I am not only very interested in getting tied up, but I am finding that Christopher is my new porn crush and kinky inspiration. So when I become sexually active and start frequenting the bars with friends, I meet a couple that is into something called puppy play. Now, puppy play is a kink in which there's this dynamic of a top or someone handling the sub and a sub who is role-playing as a dog. Now, no actual dogs are ever involved, but it's a play that gets into like wrestling, hard bones, and features this connection that is so much deeper than boyfriends. Not to mention, I'm just a dog person, quite literally. Now, I continue to go down the kinky rabbit hole finding things that turn me on for the next couple years until I attend what is called IML, which is International Mr. Leather. Think Comic-Con, but wall-to-wall booths featuring floggers to hand-sized dildos to tons of leather gear and puppy masks. Literal gear by the buttloads. And as I adventure down into the debauchery, I see a booth that looks kind of familiar. At least the logo does. And does it say, I think, Bound Jocks? No. And I look down and there's someone tying up some college-aged boy, and I happen to make eye contact and, oh my fucking God, it is Mr. Christopher. And then he looks up and our eyes meet. And I am in puppy love. Seconds after our eyes meet, I find myself with my clothes off, my chest in a rope harness, my legs spread, and my face is nicely deep into Mr. Christopher's pits, and I am at his mercy. And he smells lovely. I'm literally caught with my pants down on the stage room floor. We exchange contacts and even text frequently after that weekend. So when he casually invites me out to his house for the weekend in the wine country of San Francisco, I immediately jump on the chance. And a few months later, when I jump off that plane and jump right into Mr. Christopher's car, he has already got a huge heavy metal collar around me. And for that moment, everything just feels right. And we share that lovely moment of bliss, at least until airport security comes along and tells us to get out of here. And we are off to wine country. As we drive through the rolling hills of wine country, the colors of the hills almost look like something out of the Wizard of Oz, only a bit more golden. And Christopher, looking over at me, asks, "So what do I call you? What do you want your name to be? How do I address you?" And I just kind of go like, "Well, how about Puppy?" And I continue to explain the puppy play dynamic, what I'm into, and if I could call him Daddy? To which he immediately glares at me and just kind of goes, "Huh." But it's inquisitive more than angry, and not offended. In fact, that "huh" that Christopher does is something that I learn later is him categorizing something, whether he wants to punish me for it later, or he's just thinking and processing through what's going on. And we're not even going to touch on the fact that he is close to my actual parents' age. But as we roll up to his cute little house in the country, you immediately know which house is his within the cul-de-sac, with stenciled rabbits on the front of the garage. And while not super suggestive, incredibly cute and playful on the outside, but dark and rustic on the inside. So it pretty much matches Christopher to a T. And as we walk in, he hands me a drink. He tells me to get comfortable, but he wants me in 1 hour to be fully geared up on all fours and in his backyard. So of course, I say, "Yes, Daddy." And it's an hour later when I look out and I see his finely manicured backyard, a well-built deck. Again, that's a deck. Bubbling hot tub and adorable chicken coop with actual chickens that Christopher would get eggs from every morning. And I step out onto all fours, tail in, harness on, hood in place, and I see him. Tall, leatherman, tight pants, huge, polished boots, a surcap on, and a cigar in hand. I'm literally speechless, and that's not just because he told me I could not use human words and I would only bark like a puppy, I swear. Even if I could use human words, I definitely wasn't complaining. So I'm down on all fours and he calls me over with a "come on over, pup." And we begin with not only a little bit of heavy petting, but a nice surprise. He looks me up and down like an actual snack and says, "Before we get into the real play, I want to show you something. I have a little surprise." And he brings me over to the chicken coop. And as he puts me inside of the coop, I'm still following the rules of not using actual words, but I am frantically looking to him, to the chickens, and he continues to unlatch the chicken coop door into the cage that he has just placed me in with, again, no way for me to express concern or even ask what's going on as the chickens slowly peek their head in and give a nice little look at me. So as I'm internally screaming that, "Daddy, this is not what I meant when I said I wanted to play with some cock," the chickens are looking at me like this. I'm looking back at them with the same exact scared, frantic look. And Daddy is outside the chicken coop with his phone saying, "Pose, puppy, I want to take some cute photos." So when I make the slightest movement and pose, the chickens, of course, freak the fuck out. One goes screaming at Christopher over the fence. One goes screaming towards the house. And one is just frantically running around me with like a chicken with its head cut off. After some frantic yelling from Christopher himself, we eventually get the chickens back in the coop, and he scolds me for being such a bad boy for scaring all the chickens, and clearly it was my fault somehow, but he plays it off well enough and says, but I've still got a surprise for you. Do you want a bone? And as he starts to unzip his pants, he says, sit, and I sit. He unzips a bit more, stay, and I stay like a frickin' statue. Okay, roll over, and I roll over so quickly, and I'm just like, God, man, give the dog a bone. And at this point, even if I could say human words, I am wagging so frantically, I bark in approval. And he says, no, I want a real bark. I want to hear you speak. So I plant my paws firmly in the grass, build up the energy, take a nice deep breath, and let out the loudest. Now, if you've seen Zootopia, you probably know exactly what's going to happen next. And that is an eruption of howling. One, two, half a dozen dogs at a time, all joined in a large pack howl. And once again, Christopher is completely taken aback and unsure what the hell is going on. Neighbors are yelling at their dogs. Christopher is looking around frantically, unsure what to do. Meanwhile, I am going beelining for that dick that is out of his pants, and I am on that dick in an instant as Christopher finishes unzipping his throbbing dick, giving me a good boy as he comes back to terms and reality of what we're doing. He's completely forgotten what's going on. I can't hear the dogs, and I am going to town, sucking, a little chewing, working that bone in and out from balls to the base of his dick to the tip again, and just getting pre-cum all over my hood. Daddy, lost in his own pleasure, comes back and says, okay, puppy, okay, calm down. I'm growling, he's growling, he flips me over, and he says, okay, boy, are you really ready for that bone? Me, again, frantically, which again sets the entire neighborhood off, and we are just fucking like literal animals. Daddy's going to town. I'm growling. He's going, good boy, good boy, good boy, which gets me up even harder. He's fucking me. He reaches around. He's jerking me off, and as he goes, who's a good boy? We both climax so hard, growling, howling, semen everywhere. As we collapse, looking up at the sky, the purple and pink that's dancing across the sunset, he looks back at me and just smiles with a, huh. The rest of the kinky weekend is perfect, complete with cuddling, hot tubs, and bondage. And it's almost like a dream coming to an end as we pull up at the airport. He unlocks my collar and kind of sadly looks at me, but in a forlorn, happy sort of way, because I can tell he doesn't want me to leave. And I can see he's battling with something as he starts to tell me about how he just wants me to know that he's come out of a long, hard relationship and he's not ready for anything serious yet. And I go, I get it. I get it. Daddy, I'm a puppy and I'm just here to make you happy. He melts a little bit. He hugs me and I just hear, huh. So now, almost 6 years later, I'm happy to say Christopher and I are still happily driving each other crazy and enjoying our poly family that we have. Although, it's more like a farmhouse, really. And if there's one thing that Christopher continues to prove and teach me on a daily basis, even with our minor puppy hiccups at first, it's that you can always teach an old dog new tricks. Thank you.
I can make you fall in love with you. You believe in the magic that us could be, and what that you and I means one could do. Every instinct you had said run from me, that this newfound touch is uncomfortable, and to truly stand naked in front of me or yourself for that there matter is something new. I take no pride knowing that you avoid the mirror to shun what you despise. Never knew the beauty you came here with for the first time. You caught your reflection in my eyes. Never you mind what I see in you. Grow because you're beautiful, not because I need you to. Grow till you outstretch every single piece of you. Heaven will see you through, but you gotta believe it's true. Gonna write your story, even if in the end you might outgrow me. I'll always treasure the chapter that was mine and twist through time with a smile, knowing you're free. Puppy love is real to a puppy. I still wanna feel you touch me. I'm not saying leave me, please just be free. I love you so much, I don't want you to leave me. Puppy love's real to a puppy. I still wanna feel you up under me. Not saying leave me, please just be free. I love you so much, I don't want you to leave me. The sky all alone is glorious. We behold it, but we can't hold it up. When God says that's it and hits the switch, it'll all come tumbling down when it's bored with us. It's sweet, you and all your radiance. I can please you, but I can't save you, sis. I adore you and might even open up, but even I can't love you enough for both of us. Can't hold you close enough. Can't enter the holes you boarded up. Close your eyes, concentrate on my voice. Wanna make your love for me pure? Make it a choice. Puppy love's real to a puppy. I still wanna feel you touch me. I'm not saying leave me, please just be free. I love you so much, I don't want you to need me. Puppy love's real to a puppy. I still wanna feel you up under me. I'm not saying leave me, please just be free. I love you so much, I don't want you to need me. The sky is there to behold. You just wanna be held when you're cold. Just grow, stretch out your soul. And if you still want me, I watch you grow old. The sky is there to behold. You just wanna be held when you're cold. Just grow, stretch out your soul. And if you still want me, I watch you grow old.
Hey y'all, Dixie is on vacation this week, so I'm bringing you the song, which is You Say Puppy Love by Brother Ali.
Since it's November, I'm focusing on gratitude, and I want to tell you my most fervent wish. I want Body Storytelling to be here in 2021, and I am really worried. It has been 9 months. Live shows were what supported me, and that's not happening anymore. We're getting into dangerous territory. So if you could go to patreon.com/body and support us at whatever level you can ensure that this podcast that you love keeps going out every week, bringing you stories so that you can continue to have a live stream to come together with other people around the world so that we can create live shows again when the pandemic is over, when we can come together in person again. It's only going to happen with your help. So go to patreon.com/body, give it whatever level you can. Remember, if you give it the $10 a month level or greater, you get ad-free episodes, you get free live stream tickets, you get the live stream replay, which only lives on Patreon, and so much more. patreon.com/body. Tell everyone, help me spread the word so that Body is around next year. Thanks for your support. Well, that's our show this week. But before we go, I want to say thank you to the people who make this podcast possible. Thank you to podcast producer and live stream technical director, Marty Garcia. Thank you to sound engineer David Grossoff. Thank you to video archivist Joe Moore. Thank you to the brilliant video artist who makes our pre-show videos for our live streams, Donald Mooney. And thank you to you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend about the podcast. Thank you for helping us stick around. This year is almost over. I'm hoping we make it to 2021. It's been a scary year in many ways, but knowing that you and I have something to look forward to, a brand new year is coming soon. We're only about a month and a half away, right? We got that to look forward to. And it feels good to think about a future that we can have together in 2021. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. This has been episode 149 of the Bawdy Storytelling Podcast. Thanks, and I'll see you next week.